Okay, we're in the middle of learning Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. No, Perek Yud. Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. We did that in that Mishnah already. Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph, Hanoyel Dei Sabad, Mipnei HaBadodim. If you lock up the base because of the Badodim, V'ho Yusham Kele, Mipnei Midros.
How do you lock up?
Okay, we have Ami Aratzim, do Malach, who do work in the base of in the Aleph Press. The Tiaron Baal Hazesim and the Baal Hazesim purified them. He put these people into the mikvah. Kedei Shayasu Hashemen B'Tahar V'Nol Beis Habad B'Fnehem Shayikonsu Am Ha'aretz L'Sham V'Shayetsu Heim V'Yitamu They should not enter V'Shayetsu Heim V'Yitamu They should not exit V'Yitamu B'Mago Am Ha'aretz Chavireihem. He locked them up in prison. No. I'll stand over reading over here.
No.
Let's go to the videotape.
Yeah.
Let's go to the videotape. Paris Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. What does it say over here? It says over here in Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. Let's see. Habal Noel Balabab Besabad Bibneha Badadim Poyle Bay Besabad Kid Workers Shahim Amirats Bitiara Balabais Besabad Kadeshi Asuash Bitara Vinala Space Habad Bifnaim for them Ubishlo Yikonsu Amirats Lasham they should enter Vishlo Yetsu Habadodim also Amirats should not enter until he's locking in the workers.
He's locking the workers
inside and preventing visitors from coming inside. So the purpose of locking the base spot is twofold. Number one, people inside should not go out, because if they go out, they're going to come in contact with people who are tummy, they're going to become tummy, they're going to come back and say they're going to tummy everything.
Right.
Number two, to prevent outsiders, visitors from coming inside.
Right.
We don't want people who don't belong to enter into this location. Ami haratzim should not enter and contaminate what's going on inside. Number two, v'shelo yetsu habadodim. The people who work inside this facility should not leave and become contaminated by coming into contact with things that they should not become in contact with. V'shelo yetsu habadodim misham v'yitamu. The badodim should not leave the Beis Habad and become contaminated by coming into contact with things that they should not become in contact with. Got it? And inside the kelim tmei midras, shein av hatuma mitamin adam bein maga b'masa bein beheset.
And then we just said he just made it a clean,
okay, let's see.
A clean area.
Okay, but it seems. Let's see. No, it seems not. It seems even though it's a clean area, the people are clean, but there are kelim inside. Let's see. Rabbi Meir Oimer Beis Habat Tamei doesn't know exactly. Beis Habat Tamei. Techayshin and Shem and Nitmu Bochen Boosam Ame Aretz Atoharim. The Chosu Batim Wesakol. We're afraid that the workers made contact with the. The people, they're not careful. So Rabbi Meir says based about Tamar, Rabbi Meir says based about Tohar. Why? The Nishodim al Tumas Vadai Chol V'Chover Zetir Mekach. The workers are careful. Since the Balabai is the one to the effort of being retired from the mikvah, therefore the workers are careful not to come in contact with the Kehle Tamei. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Im Tohar Mohem based about Tamei. What does that mean? Im Tohar Mohem Esa Kehlem Kegoyin Sheyoshua Aleihem Eish Esa Ma'aretz Oy Shahoyu Shel Am Aretz Debe Inayu Tarin Debe Inyanayu Tarin Hain.
Maybe we should read it to the other one.